please listen carefully.
Hello, universe. Welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Christy Jansen, and we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, TGIF-worthy podcast. Today is Friday, June 26, 2020. Well, guys, Christy and I had a super long meeting before our podcast recording because we both had about 10,000 things that we needed to talk about. And so we're going to hopefully still be wise and creative and compelling. But I feel pretty good, Christy. I feel like we've kind of wrapped it up and I'm ready for a great day. How about you?
I do too. I feel like we already did this, Summers, because we did our rundown with each other already. It was maybe a little bit therapeutic, I would say. So cathartic for sure. And I think we should let people know that we are going to record today, Monday and Tuesday, but then we're going to take a bit of a pause from recording the podcast so we can do some strategizing and kind of relaunching our next season, which will be July 6th.
Yes, exactly. We exceeded 1,000 downloads in the month of June, which is crazy. And we're really, really pleased and really inspired. And remember, I kind of had that number in my head that I wanted us to get to. Now, of course, I'd like it to be 1,000 listeners a day, but 1,000 downloads in the month is pretty freaking good. I just think we need a congratulatory pat on our back, as well as acknowledging that those of you who enjoy hearing about Christy's life and my life and the baby and Tucker and Just Dance, thanks for hanging in there with us, everybody. Part of the conversation, Christy, we had this morning that I think we should share before we get into today's articles was just about how under stress, people revert to behaviors or thinking or experiences that perhaps are not their biggest, broadest, most expansive self, but instead the one that feels safest. And you recently read an article, and we're very conscientious about not ever having headline bait here on the Optimist Daily, but you recently read an article about how on our worst day under stress, our leaders may be even worse than they would normally be, and our reactions to them can be so exacerbated. Tell me about it.
I mean, honestly, when anybody's in that fear perspective, the fight or flight instinct comes out, and that's where you're going to go. You're going to revert to the simplest, easiest ways. You pull in, and you just want to either protect yourself, protect your core. And so whatever those things are that are going to trigger that kind of response, you're going to not necessarily show up to your best. So whether it's easy ways of thinking and shortcuts, that's what stereotypes are. Getting into the role and just acting as if you're in that role instead of being a person looking at another person. It's that fight or flight kind of stress response that you get into. And yes, you shut down and you start just reacting instead of taking that pause, thinking about and being a more expansive, positive self. You really often go to the dark side.
Yeah.
And whether that means you indulge in negative behaviors, you know they're not good for you. But hey, when you're just trying to survive, you're going to eat the wrong things. You're going to say the wrong things. Your patterns of thought will probably not be what you would always do if you had a calm, centered perspective. And I know this from the anthropology background that I have, from the psychology background that I have, and also from martial arts. Because when you get inflamed, whether it's out of fear or out of anger, if you don't keep your own center, you're going to be a weaker opponent and you're not going to be as able to respond from keeping your feet planted in the ground the way that they ought to be.
This all is part of what we're seeing play out not only in the fear and sense of self that is really being dramatically disrupted as we have hard conversations about everything from the climate crisis to COVID to social justice. And one of the places that we see this play out most aggressively is on social media. Christy and I kind of divide and conquer when it comes to the Optimist Daily. She really works in depth with the editorial team, and I work in depth with our marketing and operations team as far as distributing the content. And so I have to spend an inordinate amount of time on social media. And my heart breaks because I have had so many friends responding, sharing, and posting absolute headline bait. And I think last week I talked about one friend who had shared something that was just wrong. And last night she did it again. She shared an article. This is a woman that I used to play poker with long ago. She shared an article that was just a straight up lie. And it was attributing vandalism that happened in 2016 against a replica Vietnam War memorial. It was attributing that vandalism to current vandalism and suggesting that it was happening because of Black Lives Matter. And so I challenged her on it and I just said, you've got to check your sources. And she was so stuck in her sense of self and her fear and her frustration with the current environment that she said, regardless, I stand by what I wrote, and unfriended me. That's part of the headline and the tool, the solution that I want to talk about today is that these social tools and digital literacy are so critically important right now. Simultaneously, they are the only tools that small businesses and organizations like the Optimist Daily are able to use to communicate out. So the headline that I want to talk about, and Christy, we can kind of go back and forth on this one, but is that the Facebook boycott shows us outdoor companies know corporate responsibility. Quick summary, large outdoor companies like Patagonia and North Face have collected together to agree to boycott advertising on Facebook in July. The campaign, which is known Stop Hate for Profit, that's the hashtag, and the intention is to incentivize Facebook to take a more aggressive stance on taking down false, misleading, manipulative headline bait or just straight up lies.
Summers, I think another company that is taking action on this is Verizon. The proximity of ads for these massive companies and ads for really hateful campaigns is part of what's driving this.
Yeah. Well, and we at the Optimist Daily have made a decision. As many of you know, we've been working on this business for the past 7 months really aggressively as we launched our beta site. Been around for a long time, but finally codified our business. And we are finally getting traction and we are doing well because people are seeking optimism and positive solutions. So we can't participate in this boycott because it would put our business at risk. And we also know it would not have the effect on Facebook that I believe we are trying to counter. Christy, talk a little bit about if all the good people go.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, Facebook is this massive organization. I think it touches 2 billion people around the planet. And certainly the algorithms have lifted some of the more hateful aspects of our human natures. But what our whole mission is to uplift the more positive aspects of human nature, which is just as important, if not more important, than the hateful parts of our nature. So the Optimist Daily's mission is to really shift human consciousness. And we can't do that unless we have a lot more people being exposed to our messaging. And so for us to abandon Facebook right now is probably counterproductive for our overall message, even if we're a tiny little bit anyway. And if we leave Facebook, nobody's going to give a damn.
Yeah, Facebook isn't going to care whether our advertising dollars go. But what I think is really interesting opportunity is during the time of Stop Hate for Profit, I want to encourage everyone who listens to The Optimist Daily or engages with our content to make it your mission to every single day for the month of July share something positive, uplifting, and solution-oriented on Facebook. So let's do the counter programming. In addition to driving down Facebook's awareness of social profits, right? Like, they can't profit if they don't make changes. And we'll take our share something good hashtag and, you know, let's take a little lesson from the K-pop fans here and let's go for it. Let's make July share something good month and fix this crap. I want positive stories to be indexed. I want to show that love is a profit. And I sound a little like Marianne Williamson right now with like I've had my couple glasses of Chardonnay and I'm having a debate, but love is profit. And let's try to flip the switch on this in July. Let's join these retailers in supporting the boycott by sharing something good. Because my heart breaks. as Christy and I have discussed, I grew up in a conservative family and have a tremendous number of conservative friends, and in my profession tend to fall on the more progressive side. And I find myself in this crack, in this rupture of society that is happening. I feel like I'm just falling in the middle of this crevice, and we have to start filling it with positive solution-based stories so we can make this world better.
And I think part of the problem, Summers, is that there really are different information ecospheres. And as you've explained with your friend who you basically had to break up with on Facebook, when we are threatened, we retreat in, we pull in, and that is not how we're going to change anybody's opinion. You have to attach to them on the human level with positivity and with affection, not with head on kind of you're wrong, because that doesn't usually have a good effect. I think we had a story about that yesterday, didn't we? About how to change somebody's mind.
Exactly.
You don't do it from arguing with them. You do it by connecting with them. Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do with the Optimist Daily.
Well, that was hopefully optimistic and powerful, or perhaps maybe kind of depressing. I don't know. I'm sorry, everybody, you had to go down the rabbit hole with me. But, you know, my heart is breaking because optimism is so important to me. And I am so grateful that we get to do what we do. What else is looking good today?
Well, the headline that sparked my interest and attention this morning on the Optimist Daily was the headline, EV community can now travel across country without fear of an empty battery. And this is in the transportation section on the Optimist Daily. And as our listeners know, I am now the proud owner of an electric vehicle, and I am not going anywhere very far from my home. So running out of a battery is not really a big deal for me right now, but it's nice to know that there are companies and states. It's both a public-private kind of a partnership. There are organizations that are building an electric highway so that EV owners don't have to worry. One of them is being highlighted in this story. It's a subsidiary of Volkswagen, which I think you all know had a lot of egg on their face over the last few years by doing some pretty awful things, gaming the system in terms of their emission controls. And they made a pledge in the aftermath of that to move towards creating an all-electric line of vehicles. So this is definitely in their interest as well. But there's a subsidiary of Volkswagen called Electrify America, and they have just recently announced the completion of its first coast-to-coast charging route across the United States, which means that I can take my little car and drive all the way from Los Angeles to Washington, D.C., and there is a charging station along the way every 70 miles or so where I can get fast charging of my car done. And the charging speeds running as high as 350 kilowatts. That means I can charge my car completely from zero to full in about 30 minutes.
Christy, we need a road trip. Can we let's put the baby and you and me in the car and let's just do a road trip across the country, and we'll interview optimistic people and it'll be fabulous in your little vehicle. Can we do it?
Maybe next year after we get this virus outbreak under control.
Camp. I know, but I love the idea of being able to drive cross country.
I do too.
And road trips, I think, are the new adventure, but at the same time, we are still kind of locked in. Maybe we could just, you know, go from San Diego to Arizona and back. We'll do a mini road trip.
Maybe. And that's actually the next route that they are working on, is from San Diego to Jacksonville, Florida. So that'll be in the second cross country. I think the other day we had an article on the Optimist Daily talking about the West Coast Highway that is starting to develop.
The electric highway, yeah.
The electric highway. So this is the kind of infrastructure investment that is starting to happen, and it is generally being led by the private sector, but it's in partnership with the public sector. And that's how we're going to make this country more resilient moving into the future. It's those public-private partnerships. So I thought this was a great article, and that's why I wanted to highlight it.
I love it. It is a fantastic article. There's some other really meaningful, powerful articles today on the Optimist Daily. NASA renames its headquarters after the first Black female engineer, Mary W. Jackson. There is a great article about three ways to stop feeling overwhelmed in the workplace, including start with small wins, infuse your goals with purpose. I think we've got that one down.
And also, the workplace is very broadly defined these days, because my workplace is a little desk in my bedroom. So,
well, and we can lead by example. Yesterday, we had funny hat day during our editorial meeting. So lead by example with humor and kindness. There is an interesting Thought Leader series article called Rethinking the Virus and the Future. And that is written by Deepak Chopra and Zach Bush, which is very interesting how we look at it going forward. There's an article about Christie's favorite composers. Fascinating piece of ambient music composed by the stars. How to Heal While Fighting for Social Justice, a great article about sharing healing with your family. And let's see. Oh, and then we talk about Feather, the circular furniture model that startup. And then, oh, the last one, which I almost wanted to talk about because it has cute animals, was Rotterdam to Build Another Sustainable Floating Farm for Chickens. So it's a good read. It's a good read on the Optimist Daily today.
Do you really consider chickens cute? I suppose they can be very lovable.
You know, they're cute when they're babies. And this particular picture on the Optimist Daily, like there's a chicken in the bottom right that kind of looks like it's photobombing the photo. And so, you know me, I love any little living creature. I just want to hug them all. I will say Brennan has finally like codified the word duck. And duck is her new favorite word. I don't know if I've updated everybody that. We've added duck to the portfolio. So this little girl loves animals as much as her mommy does. Chicken is a long way off, but she does know how to make the bok bok sound. So we're getting there.
Well, thanks for keeping us updated, Summers.
It's what people listen for, Christy. It's what words has Brennan said today. Come on, that's the optimism. We know it. Vlad in particular is listening to know what words Brennan's learning.
I appreciate knowing as well. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening to the Optimist Daily Update today with Christy and Summers, as wacky as we are. We promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover current events with accuracy, with legitimate sources, and to offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us.
Please consider becoming an emissary over the weekend. Do it. Just become an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism. Not necessarily Christy and I just talking on the internet on our podcast, but also the amazing writers, technologists, customer support team, and marketers that are part of the Optimist Daily. Be part of the solution. Join our team in changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
And in addition to supporting us by helping fund us, which is not necessary, by the way, we want to make this available for more free readers. That's part of what you're supporting with that $5 a month. It's not just the team. It's also the ability to get more free readers and more listeners. Subscribing to us is great. If you are listening to us on the Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or whatever platform you're using, subscribe to the podcast. That's great. Subscribe to the newsletter through the website on optimistdaily.com. However you support us, we appreciate you.
Yep. Help us keep the Optimist Daily free for those who need it and supported by those who can. Have a great weekend, guys.